Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And I'm back, Michael Cohen here with producer. Actually, I am the producer on the show myself today. I'm just used to that that phraseology. Well, the Great American Smokeout is today, another push to get folks to quit smoking cigarettes. But how successful has the effort been, and why is it so difficult for smokers to walk away from the habit? To talk about it, I'm joined by Vicky Rakowski, the Chief Operating Officer at the American Cancer Society's Great Lakes Division. Vicky, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you know, I tried smoking maybe a couple of times in college, but never caught on. Did you yourself, were you ever a smoker?
Surprisingly enough, no, ever. And I'm a nurse by education. A lot of nurses did smoke, but nope, I never did.
Now, I'll say this, that I grew up with a father who smoked a lot. I'd walk into his office, I'd be hit with a cloud of smoke. And when he did finally quit, he told me that it was one of the hardest personal challenges he'd ever faced to actually walk away from this. So I guess the question really is, why is it so hard? I mean, is nicotine just so incredibly addictive?
It is. You know, it's really just a legal drug. I had a father also who was a big smoker and quit 2 weeks before he died because of chest pain and things. And it's so unbelievably difficult. And it's a two-part addiction. And that's what I think is makes this even more difficult than even crack cocaine or heroin or some of those other drugs that are illegal. And that's because, one, the product itself is addictive, and two, because it's legal, we've created it into our everyday habit and life. So you have to work on it from both sides. You have to be able to replace that nicotine addiction, or if you're really got incredible willpower to be able to go cold turkey, and you got to work on the habit.
Now, I know most efforts to quit smoking are not successful the first time, even the second or third time. What is the typical quitting process, and how many attempts does it usually take?
Well, it usually takes about 8 times, surprisingly enough. That's the average number of quit attempts before someone's actually successful. And so what's the process? And the best thing I've always told individuals, and of course I'm a non-smoker, so I haven't had to experience the difficulty of it, but certainly have been with patients and family members who've quit. And that is, you have to have a plan. First and foremost, have a plan. You got to get your head around it. You can't just, you know, wake up and say, today's the last day without some pain. That's for sure. And the number of people who actually quit cold turkey is less than 10% stay successful. Most can't keep it. So we say, get a plan, prepare ahead. Take a day. And what we like to say the Great American Smokeout can do is sort of start that process of getting the plan ready and pick a different day. It doesn't matter, whatever works for you. Get nicotine replacement, either patches or gum. If you need, talk to your physician. If you've done it many times and haven't been successful, talk to your physician about prescription medication that can help. And then secondly, plan how your day looks and change it. So, for example, if you get up every morning, have a cup of coffee and a cigarette, and you sit at the same place for breakfast every day, change it. Stand up, go somewhere else, take a different route to work. Whatever the habit usually did when you had that cigarette, plan to change it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about these electronic cigarettes? I know they're somewhat popular now. Are they a safer alternative than smoking tobacco?
Absolutely not. It's a nicotine delivery device, and let's not forget that. The only thing that is being purported as safer is there's no side stream smoke to the person next to you. Secondhand smoke, you know, equally as bad as other carcinogens in our air. So really, it's the same thing. You still got that addiction. You're still feeding that addiction. You're still not giving your body any, you know, healthy habits, that's for sure.
I'm talking to Vicky Rakowski, the Chief Operating Officer at the American Cancer Society's Great Lake Division. So, you know, you see some older people, sometimes in their 80s, and they've been smoking 2 packs a day for 40, 50 years. It can be kind of startling. But what are the real world implications for most people that smoke regularly? What are the chances of getting lung cancer?
Well, you know, first of all, let me say that, you know, those individuals who have that long history of smoking and haven't gotten lung cancer, I can also say they're not exempt from the effects of smoking. First of all, smoking is not just related to lung cancer. It's actually related to about 30% of all cancers. And secondly, you know, we don't want to underestimate heart disease, stroke, you know, other cardiovascular problems. So really no one gets exempt. Other lung issues like COPD, all those are related to smoking. So, you know, the people who unfortunately have those impacts at younger ages, it's pretty tough to deal with. So that's why we really want kids to never start smoking.
I know people that smoke, I would say occasionally. They might have a cigarette when they go to the bar. They might have, you know, one or two when they're hanging out with friends. If you smoke, you know, let's say a dozen cigarettes in a week or a month, is that a really bad thing to do?
Yeah, it's still bad. And I'll tell you, unfortunately, people try to rationalize their use of tobacco. I'm just doing it socially and whatever, but it's still going to do the damage. There are over 7,000 different cancer-causing agents in a cigarette. So every time you smoke one, you're directly taking it in. It always makes me crazy when people say, geez, you know, I'm so worried about what the smokestack is spewing into the air when they are smokers, because they're doing a lot more damage to their lungs than probably what they're living next to. You know what I mean?
Well, certainly. Well, in fact, I wonder, when it comes to lung cancer, where does it rank in terms of cause of death when it's compared to other cancers, and how many of those cases are, in fact, due to smoking?
Number one rank in death, both in men and women, and probably around 87 to 90% of lung cancers or other cancers that are related to tobacco. But for death, it's mostly lung, you know, it's lung cancer is the number one, are related to tobacco use.
Well, so essentially it's the number one cause of death from what you're saying, smoking.
It is, and I can say that it is the number one preventable health issue we have in this country, meaning not just lung cancer, but other cancers, cervical cancer, bladder cancer. When you look at other countries' rates of cancer, even in a younger population, when they have very high smoking rates, which we did, you know, 50 years ago, their number one cancers are like bladder, and that's due to smoking alone.
Just a minute left, but I do want to ask you about the general smoking culture. I mean, we're certainly not back in the 50s or 60s when people were smoking right there in the office. So at this point, do we have far less Americans smoking, and is that number continually going down?
We do. You know, this is the 36th year of that Great American Smokeout, and since we started, we've cut the smoking rate in half. So in Michigan alone, and when I started my career 24 years ago, it was about 29%, almost 29% smoking rate. We're now at a little under 19%.
Vicki Rakowski, the Chief Operating Officer at the American Cancer Society's Great Lakes Division. Vicki, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much, and I hope all of our listeners will join us and be healthier.
Indeed.
Stop smoking.